Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium, and welcome to 2012. Hope everybody had a fantastic 2011, and importantly, hope you have intentions of making 2012 an even bigger, better year, perhaps your best year ever. And if that is your intention, you're at the right place at the right time, being on this call as well as being with Purium. And we're going to talk a little bit about improving your health and improving your wealth. First, I've got several important announcements. First, I want to go through our conference call schedule. Every Tuesday night, we have training calls. Every Thursday night, we have business opportunity presentations. And actually, this month, because we're featuring our anabolic fast, we're going to be doing Monday, Wednesday, and Friday night fasting support calls. They're community calls. So if you're on an anabolic fast, if you have customers that are on an anabolic fast, please join our owners, Dave Sandoval, Amy Venner, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 o'clock Eastern. So normally on Wednesdays, first and third Wednesday, we do meet the owners calls. The second and fourth Wednesdays, we do Let's Talk Health with Dr. Mike Wohlfeld. And definitely on those Wednesday night calls, there will be discussions about the fast as well. So a lot of calls here this month. Also, we've got several meetings coming up right here this weekend in West Palm Beach at the Airport Hilton. We've got a noon meeting, a 3 o'clock meeting, and our big meeting on Saturday is going to be at 7 o'clock at night. And then just down the road in Boca Raton on Sunday, January 8th at the Wyndham Gardens, we're going to be doing a 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock meeting. Dave Sandoval's coming into town. He's our owner. He's our founder. And he's going to be sharing some great information. If you've ever seen Dave speak, it's a real treat. He does a lot of question and answers and great information. So whether it's you, whether it's your guests, please get out and support those meetings because it's going to be good for your business. You know, it really is important to plug in to what the company has going on. And Dave has committed to doing several more meetings in the South Florida area. Right now that's our focus and where a lot of our growth is happening. And you know, if you want to raise your hand and hold some meetings someplace else in the country, please let us know and show us what you got going on. One of the things that's driving our growth is the recruiting promotion that we had going on in October, November, and December. And fortunately, the company has decided to extend those promotions through February 29th. So the month of January, the month of February, we are going to have our enrollment turbocharger promotion, which is an additional $25, $50, and $75 paid weekly on top of the normal first-order bonuses if your new distributor orders or enrolls with a bronze, silver, or gold pack. So that makes it about the fastest, most exciting front-end opportunity in the industry today, and we're extending that for another 60 days. In addition, for those people who want to get started with a free starter kit but are not using the bronze, silver, or gold pack, as long as somebody enrolls with more than 150 points, we will throw in a free starter kit that's a $30 value in kind of a make-your-own enrollment pack. So none of our bronze, silver, or gold packs have any charge for shipping and handling, and any order over 150 points, no charge for shipping and handling, and unless you live in California or Texas, no tax either. So free starter kit, free shipping and handling, free tax. Those are huge, huge benefits that could add up to, you know, $30, $50, $70, $100 in savings compared to other companies. And with our additional payout in the bronze, silver, and gold packs, we have a very, very competitive, I would say arguably the best front-end enrollment packages in the industry. And that's where our focus is to bring new people into this business and share with them how we do business. And so that's why we've extended those promotions. The other thing that's driving a lot of excitement here coming out of the gate is we have two different anabolic fasts. And the concept of fasting and being anabolic oftentimes are seen as contradictory. Normally, when people fast, their body gets into a catabolic or a breakdown state. But the way that Dave Sandoval has created our anabolic fast, literally you can grow stronger, feel better, build muscle as you're cleansing your body. And if you saw the Monday Morning Health Minute, which is an email that comes out every Monday from the company, Dave went through some of the benefits of anabolic fasting as far as breaking your addictions to food, empathizing with the tens of millions of people who starve in the world every day, to relieve your body of the burdens of processing all those calories, to cleanse and strengthen your digestive system, to strengthen your body at the cellular level, to build willpower and strength and character. So there are a lot of great things that come from cleansing, and what we've done is we put those, we put our complete anabolic fast on special. You save more than $21 on that. And then Dave has created a new core anabolic fast, a less expensive fast, still over 100 points in volume. So two great programs. And if you want to start your New Year's outright, out with the old, in with the new, if you will, then definitely choosing to fast is a great way to kickstart whatever health goals you have. So if they're weight loss goals, that's fairly obvious since the anabolic fasts are 600-calorie diets. But even if your goal is, even if you're at a healthy weight, still cleansing your body out to get rid of all of the junk that you may have eaten between Thanksgiving and Christmas, you know, the holiday season gets the best of most folks, and having a cleanse is a great way to kickstart your year. So if you're already in the business, I recommend that you get an anabolic fast no matter what you have on auto ship. So those are some of the important announcements that are going on. The last important announcement is every week we give away 20 free gift cards. I'm proud to say that the amount of gift cards that were redeemed here in the last week is about triple, almost quadruple what we normally see. So that's a fantastic sign for the business. One of the things I love about the gift card marketing system is it allows us to monitor the tool flow to see who's working and how many people are actively promoting the system. And, you know, we saw folks, especially all up and down the East Coast, I mean, all over the country, but, you know, New York and New Jersey and Connecticut and Virginia and South Carolina and Florida, you know, folks in Arizona and California and Nevada, all over the place, we saw cards being redeemed. We randomly choose one person whose gift card was redeemed this week. It's Charles Grippo out of New Rochelle, New York. So congratulations to Charles. He's going to get 20 free gift cards, $1,000 in retail value, nearly $200 in wholesale value. So good stuff going on all over the place. Take advantage of the promotions we have, the anabolic fast. Take advantage of the turbocharged enrollment promotions. Those have been extended. And make sure that you're using your gift card. So a lot of announcements, a lot of good stuff. And if you're in South Florida, definitely want to check out Dave Sandoval. So let's jump into our turning resolutions into results, the primary training here for this evening. And hopefully I can give you some information and some insights to make your year a successful year, no matter what it is that you want to accomplish. So I'm going to give a couple of specific examples, but have your thinking caps on as far as how you can apply this to your own business and to your own life. And I'm going to start with a quote. It's the same quote that I started last week's call out because I loved it so much. And it comes from the book Alice in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll. And the quote is, one day Alice came to a fork in the road and she saw a Cheshire cat in a tree. "Which road do I take?" Alice asked. "Where do you want to go?" was his response. "I don't know," answered Alice. "Then it doesn't matter," said the Cheshire Cat. In other words, if you don't know where you want to go, any road will take you there, and that's really a terrible way to live life. And, you know, I try not to be judgmental. Everybody has their own way that they like to live, but I would say if there's one thing that I would disagree with as to how somebody chooses to live their life, is to live a directionless life, to live a life that is not have a purpose, does not have a direction, does not have goals. So, you know, everybody has different goals, but have some goals. Know where you want to go in 2012. Know what you want. There's a very important statement, which is the bigger your why, in other words, why you want to succeed, the easier your how. So, the more clear you are as to what you want to accomplish and why you want to accomplish it, the easier it's going to be to stick to and reprioritize your life to be successful at that. Because people throw around the term resolution a lot. You know, what is a resolution? Well, a resolution is a specific written goal and a declaration, a commitment to do it. So it's a specific intention, and better yet, the willingness to go public with what you want to accomplish and why you want to accomplish it. So, you know, on the health side, it may be about your weight. You may want to lose a certain number of pounds. You may want to get back into a certain piece of clothing. You may want to look better for a certain reason, whether it's for your own health or whether it's for wanting to look better because of aesthetics. You may want to live a cleaner and greener life. You may want to get artificial colors and flavors out of your lifestyle. You may want to eat healthier foods or avoid certain unhealthy foods. Why? Well, you know, it may be that cancer runs in your family. It may be that you've had a health scare. And oftentimes, unfortunately, that's the big why that a lot of people wait for. A lot of times people wait for that big scare to have their doctors tell them, you need to do X, Y, or Z. You need to care for your health. You need to look after your health and reprioritize your life in a different way. And hopefully you're on the line here tonight before that happened, saying proactively, I want to look after my health and I want to help others look after their health before there's a big scare and create the big why in a positive way, not in a negative way. to create it in a way that you can feel good about why you want to be healthy versus being scared about why you need to be healthy. So whatever it may be, you may have some health goals, and we're going to talk a little bit about how to approach that and turn resolutions into results around health. Same thing with wealth. You know, your wealth goal may be, I want to get out of debt by June 30th. It may be, I want to get rid of my boss. I may want to earn a certain amount of money. So the same thing. Better if it's a proactive, positive goal versus you're going to lose your house if X, Y, and Z doesn't happen. So no matter where you are in your health, no matter where you are in your wealth, chances are that those two things are priorities for you in some way. And if you turn them into a resolution, a written goal and a public declaration, Purium can help you. And that's something that's so important to understand, is this business is really a vehicle for your health. It's a vehicle for your wealth. We have the tools to help you. So Purium's an easy business to do. It's an easy business not to do. And when you connect Purium with your why, with the reason you want to be healthy, with the reason you want to be wealthy, and it is specific, then your business becomes important. It's a means to an end. It's a vehicle for you to be successful. So it's much easier to motivate yourself to do the Purium business when you know why you're doing the business and specifically what you want to accomplish. And again, it gets down to writing clear goals. And studies show that you could be as much as 10 times more successful. And that's not a phantom number. You could be 10 times more successful when you have written goals. There's a book called What They Don't Teach You in the Harvard Business School. And in that book, there was a study in 1979, the graduates of Harvard Business School, within 10 years, there were 84% of the people who had no goals. There were 13% of the people who had goals, but they never wrote them down. And there were only 3% of the people who had written goals. So 90% didn't have any written goals, 3% had written goals, and the 3% were 10 times as successful within 10 years as the 97% put together. So that's an amazing testament to the power and importance of written goals from the same group of people. Now, why don't people write down their goals? Why don't they set goals in the first place, or why don't they write down goals? Well, Brian Tracy is one of my favorite trainers of all time. He wrote a best-selling book called Goals, and he said there's four reasons why people don't set goals. Number one is they don't realize the importance of goals. So hopefully when you can be 10 times as successful, you now realize, if you didn't before, that writing down your goals makes a big difference as to the success of what happens in your life. Number two is they don't know how to set goals, and we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight. They fear failure, which means if I write down a goal and I don't achieve it, I feel bad about myself. I feel like I failed. And the last reason is they fear rejection. Oftentimes, you may be surrounded by other people, oftentimes unsuccessful people that when you declare, I want to lose 20 pounds, I want to change how I look, I want to make $10,000 a month on my own, independently, as an entrepreneur, people will tell you you can't do it. And so they fear rejection, not writing down their goals or not declaring their goals. So a resolution is a written goal, a declaration, and a commitment to do it, what you want to do, why you want to do it. Now, how do you turn that into reality? How do you turn that resolution into reality? The way that you turn it into reality is plan, do, measure, adjust. Plan, do, measure, adjust. And this is right from our Getting Started training. We have an audio and we have a little guide in the back office. I recommend that everyone take a look at this concept of plan, do, measure, adjust. We're going to go through it here quickly tonight. As far as planning goes, you want to have a written plan. You want to have a process and milestones of how you're going to successfully achieve your resolution. And we'll talk about how to create that in just a moment. Then you're going to do it every day. It takes 21 days to create a habit. Action, action, action. You're going to make something happen, whether it's losing weight, whether it's building a business. Every day you're going to be working on your weight. Every day you're going to be working on your business. That's the power of the action component of your resolution. Then you're going to measure your expectations. Remember, you wrote down your plan. You wrote down your goal. You wrote down your plan. So now you can measure your expectations against what you thought was going to happen, and then you can adjust. You can do more. You can do less. You can do better. You can focus on different things. You can make adjustments that are specific because you know you're not meeting your goals. Or maybe you know that certain parts of your plan are working, certain parts of your plan aren't working. So you can see how having a resolution and turning it into results can be complicated. It can be difficult. It can take a lot of time and focus, which is why most people can really only have one big resolution or maybe two big resolutions, two things that they're super committed to, super focused on. And that's a mistake that people make, is they make too many resolutions. I want to do this and I want to do that. I want to spend more time with my family. I want to have less stress. I want to make more money. I want to, and they don't go through the process of plan, do, measure, adjust. So take your most important goal, and let's just say it's weight loss. I'm going to give that example, and I'm going to give another example of the racing credit card debt. Let's say the example is weight loss, and your goal, your resolution, is to lose weight. So what is the resolution? It's a specific intention written down. I'm going to lose 10 pounds by February 29th. Why? So I can look great in my favorite jeans. So it's a what and a why. It's specific. It's time sensitive. It is, I'm going to lose 10 pounds by February 29th, so I look great in my favorite jeans. So now I know what I'm going to try to accomplish. What's my plan? What's my process? Well, I'm going to start with an anabolic cleanse. I'm going to order an anabolic cleanse tonight. It's going to show up, and next week I'm going to do my anabolic cleanse. I'm going to reprioritize my life to start out my life right and hit my 10-pound goal, and then I'm going to buy the Control Weight Loss pack, my pre-meal capsules before every meal, my whole food meal instead of dinner, specific plan, and I'll lose 6 pounds by the end of January, another 4 pounds by the end of February, so I know what my game plan is to achieve my resolution, and every day I'm going to do it. I'm going to follow my plan, and then I'm going to measure. Oh, my gosh, today I forgot my pre-meal capsules before breakfast. That's the second time that happened. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to adjust. I'm going to create a small baggie of pre-meal capsules, put it in my medicine cabinet, and I'm going to take it when I brush my teeth in the morning, because sometimes when I come down to breakfast, I'm not really that focused, and therefore that's why I'm missing my pre-meal capsules. So that's how you create a resolution and turn it into results, is to have a big vision, to have a specific vision, to have a what and why as to what you're going to accomplish, and then micromanage those daily activities to make sure that you're on track. Different example. Let's say that your goal is to erase credit card debt. What's your resolution? What's your specific intention? I'm going to eliminate the $12,000 in credit card debt that I have by June 30th of this year using the profits of my Purium business so I can lower my stress. Then the second half of the year, I'm going to go on a debt-free vacation with a portion of the profits from my Purium business That's the what and the why. I'm going to erase debt, go on a debt-free vacation. That's what my year is going to look like. That's what I'm going to use my Purium business as a vehicle for. So now I need to plan and process. I need to create a team of at least 100 people on autoship by the end of June, so my income is about $1,500 a month. So the plan is to enroll 3 people in January, have a team of 10 people in February, 20 active people in March, 40 in April, 70 in May, 100-plus people in June. That's what I'm going to be looking at. And how I'm going to do that is I'm going to use my gift card marketing system, and I'm going to use the meetings in South Florida. I'm going to focus on those meetings. I know I got some coming up right now. So what am I going to do? I'm going to invite at least 15 people to attend Sunday's Boca event. And I'm going to have 3 guests. I'm going to have 2 enrollments. I'm going to get super specific as to what I want to accomplish. Then I'm going to measure it. Oh, my gosh, I only invited 4 people because I got busy. But 2 showed up. They both enrolled. Oh, my gosh, what's the adjustment I'm going to do? I'm going to invite more people next time because I know the success rate that I had at that event to get people there was really great. So that's what a resolution looks like when it turns into results. It's based upon a specific plan that you put into action, you measure against that plan, and then you adjust. So take a look at what you want to accomplish in your life, find out what you want to accomplish and why you want to accomplish, and let me give you some keys for success. As far as setting goals, the acronym is SMART. You want it to be specific, measurable, agreed upon, realistic, and time sensitive. Most of those things are pretty straightforward, specific and measurable, you know, when you want to accomplish it, how you want to accomplish it. Realistic and time sensitive, something you can accomplish. There's no point in saying, I want to earn $50,000 a month by March. It's going to be very difficult for you to do. There's no point in saying, I want to lose 75 pounds by March. It's going to be very difficult for you to do. So something realistic but big. But the agreed upon one is interesting, and it's agreed upon meaning that if you have a partner, somebody you live with, whether you're part of a family or whether it's your downline, it's agreed upon that other people know what you're going to accomplish and how you're going to reprioritize your life so that this becomes important. So it doesn't make sense if your goal is to put 100 people into the business and to, you know, build a nice big business, and your partner, your husband, your wife, or whoever you're working with or living with doesn't think you're going to be really spending any time on Purium. Make sure that once you have that declaration, that resolution, you state that intention, that you're clear with others around you. As far as the planning and processing, make sure that your actions reflect your goals, that you reprioritize your life, that you set aside enough time and the specific time of when you're going to be, where you're going to be. You know, it's one thing to say I'm going to invite 15 people to the meetings this weekend. It's another thing to say I'm going to set aside Thursday night and Saturday morning to invite people to the Sunday meetings. That way you know where you're going to be, when you're going to be, and how you're going to do it. You know, if you're not in action enough, the recommendation I would say is check your belief level. Check yourself as to how much you believe, because this is a business about believing and then instilling that belief in others. If your belief is big about the product, you're going to have no problem talking about the products and handing out gift cards. If your belief is big in the business, then you'll have no problem handing out gift cards and talking about the business. If your objectives are huge, if you really have a big why and the reason you want to be successful is big, you're going to have no problem knocking on doors and knocking down doors if necessary to make sure that you're successful. As far as the measurement goes, look at your focus. Make sure that you're measuring the right activities, that you're focused on the right things. And as far as the adjustments go, always be asking yourself, what's the best use of my time today? What's the best use of my time right now? I do that sometimes in the middle of the day. I'll be working on some stuff. I got some phone calls to return. I got some emails to return. I got several things to do. And I just stop myself and say, what's the most important thing I could do right now to achieve the biggest goal that I want to accomplish? So, you know, at the end of the day, did you achieve what you wanted to do? Did you do what you committed to today? So be accountable to yourself. You're the CEO of your business and your life. If you're the type of person who likes to work in teams and pairs, if you've got somebody, a sister, a cousin, a brother-in-law, a friend that, you know, that you can commit to, that's your accountability partner. Find an accountability partner and somebody who's going to hold you to your resolutions. But have fun with it. Fill your mind with good information, with positive pictures, with what it's going to be like when you succeed. Because when you fly where you're pointed to. So if you're excited about where you're going, you know, if you know where you're pointed, if you know how far you want to go, and you can imagine yourself being there, and you're excited about that, well, guess what? The whole process is going to be fun. If you're not clear, if you're not excited about where you're going to go, then you're not going to do the hard work necessary, the reprioritization necessary to lose that weight, to get down that credit card debt, to do the activities day by day. It's an easy business to do. It's an easy business not to do. It's easy to take care of your health. It's easy not to take care of your health. So push off that cliff, make it happen, and know where you're flying to, and smile all the way, knowing that when you get there, your life is going to be where you want it to be and how you want it to be and who you want it to be with. That's the purpose of a big resolution, and that's how you turn a resolution into results. So I've got some big resolutions about this business and about my commitment to this business, and I'm super excited about what we've got in place. And I know that big things are going to happen. I'm excited to see the redemptions and the gift cards increasing. And I know, because there's a direct correlation, if people are handing out gift cards and getting them redeemed, those are where our top recruiters come from. So utilize the promotions we've got. Utilize the gift card marketing system we've got. Utilize the upcoming meetings in South Florida. Have some fun. Put a smile on your face. Jump off that cliff and head toward your resolution and your better life. And I look forward to helping you every step of the way. So thanks so much for joining us tonight. If you've got a downline team, you're excited about this information, it will be online in just a day or two in your back office. So tell them to plug into it, listen to it. Use the leverage, use the tools, let us help you be successful. That's what we're here for. So thanks so much for joining us. Have a great 2012. Make it a great start tonight, tomorrow, this week. Don't let the year drift away. Don't let your enthusiasm for what you want to accomplish drift away. Take advantage of the moment right now. Thanks so much, everybody, and we will catch you tomorrow night. There's a Meet the Owners call, which will cover some fasting information. And then Thursday night, 48 hours from now, we do our business opportunity presentation, same time, same number. So thanks so much for joining us, and we will catch you tomorrow night and Thursday night. Bye now.